Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Plowshares to Swords. Kenneth Kanonis of the Idiot's Guide to Understanding North Korea reports that North Korea had 70,000 tractors in 1979, but only enough fuel for 20,000. In 1998, North Korea was begging the UN for thousands more agricultural vehicles and tires for them. But it was in that same year that it was estimated that motorized farming had declined 60% over the past few years. Oxen had become the mainstay of the field. Why less farm machines used in farming when they were available? A visit to North Korea's largest tractor plant by the UN revealed that production had been shifted to tracked military vehicles, armored personnel carriers, four-wheel drive military vehicles like scouts. Tractor tires production had shifted to military use tires. Abandoning its effort to become self-sufficient, remember Juche, in farm implements, NK decided it would express its independence in the military. From 84 to 92, says Kanonis, 1,000 new tanks showed up, along with 2,500 armored personnel carriers, 6,000 mobile artillery pieces and rocket launchers, and a whole lot more. Not all of this buildup of weaponry was used for the North Korean army. Much was used to pay African and Middle Eastern nations for oil and raw materials. The cash value was something like $700 million in 1998. So the Kim regime takes free food and farm machinery from the West so that it can invest what capital it has into military products to fortify its own army and the armies of some of the West's enemies. Then it complains about how evil the West, especially America, is, literally biting the hand that feeds it and keeps it alive. What a scheme. Strangely enough, America keeps its bitten and scarred hand held out within reach of this torment. Many are asking why. I can't deal with the answer to that question now, but we know that the Christ in his people is similarly reaching out his wounded hand to this torn nation, begging its leaders to repent, encouraging his true church to hold on a little while as he purifies his people and readies them to reign with him on that glorious day of his return. Soon after he comes, they'll beat their tanks into plowshares once more. Thanks for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, Land of Morning Calm.